The 2015 season with the RSO has been a really exciting time for us. We were fortunate enough to be given an award for our partnership with the city schools. The Yale Distinguished Music Collaboration Award is a really neat thing. We went there along with Dr. Bishop and were able to talk about some of the things we did as part of our partnership. We've seen record ticket sales with our holiday pops, with our opening masterworks. We've hired new musicians. Just a lot of exciting things going on. I think we're trying to have more entry points for people with different kinds of music and different kinds of programs.
You did the special ed educational broadcast last spring involving students from, I guess, some of the strings program in the city?
Well, we have the program. It's a side-by-side concert with the Roanoke Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. So we have in excess of 110 musicians on stage. And the idea behind these one-hour concerts is as an introduction to the orchestra. Students get a chance to learn about the sections. The cameras go around. Our wonderful partners at WDBJ7 do such a great job. And then it's broadcast live on TV and also on the web. So they tell us that over 30,000 students and teachers experienced the first of our TV web broadcasts. And so it was such a success, we decided we're going to do it again. And this coming January, on Monday, January 25, 2016, at 10 a.m., students can tune in at their schools on the web, or those watching on at home on the network can see it on WDBJ7. And the theme is the thrill of the orchestra. And we're going to do a wonderful demonstration piece with a huge orchestra. We're going to do music from Star Wars. Apparently, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out.
Yeah, I heard something about
that. Yeah, there's no cross-promotion there, right?
Right.
But a lot of exciting things. And I love it because the students in the youth orchestra, who are so expertly trained by James Glazebrook, rise to the occasion. And then we as professional musicians get the privilege of mentoring these young men and women. So it's truly a win-win. The students in the schools, we bring several thousand live to the concert hall as well, and they see their peers perform, and it is the classic win-win scenario.
Talking with David Stewart Wiley, music director and conductor for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. David, talk about being named the Citizen of the Year in Roanoke City.
It was an incredible and humbling honor to receive this award. The mayor and city council surprised me before our almost sold-out Holiday Pops concert, and it was a rare time where I was speechless. Truly, if the award brings attention to the work we as a team at the Roanoke Symphony are doing to bring awareness and excellence to educational partnerships, to bring different programs, then I'm happy to receive the award. But to be in the company of some of the incredible women and men that have received it over the years just renews my commitment to the work that I do with the symphony and as a volunteer in the community for a lot of causes. So I am grateful to that, grateful to the council for bestowing this great honor.